Saying we're streaming. It's awesome.
Now we're streaming. Now we're streaming. So once again, guys, welcome to the Professional Goblins Podcast. Tonight we're going to be actually professionally goblins. We're going to be doing an actual play of Weeby Goblins. Savannah is torturing herself by being our GM.
Are you streaming to Little Red Goblin?
Yeah.
Are you getting it on? Are you looking at a Twitch room that's doing it? Because I'm looking at the Twitch room and it's not.
It generally takes about 10 seconds to pick it up, maybe 30 seconds.
I know it normally takes 10 seconds. It's our like 50th episode or something like that.
I don't know. it should be streaming there.
I'm looking at the room. There's no. I'll do a hard refresh again. Let me do it again.
It's showing me right now. I think so.
Maybe double check your stream. All right.
I told you it takes 2 seconds. Anyway, so like I was saying before, we are actually playing RPGs. Weeby Goblins. Savannah, do you want to, since you're torturing yourself being our GM, do you want to actually explain what this is?
Yeah, so of course this is Weeby Goblins, classic free RPG day module. Has at least 3, maybe 4 installments at this point. This particular one has the distinction of being the prologue to the Pathfinder Adventure Path, the Jade Regent. So yeah, it should be exciting.
And Mike, so what are you playing tonight?
Chuffy, who is a goblin rogue.
And I'm
and I saw that you were crowdsourcing some of your rogue's choices.
Yes, I will be taking suggestions from the Twitch chat room as they come in and asking for guidance as to what Chuffy should do.
Oh, good. That came in badly.
Okay. Sorry, so we've established it. Chuffy hears strange voices.
Yep.
Scott?
So I'm doing Magmar the Goblin Alchemist. One of my favorite characters ever played, Rutt, was a Goblin Alchemist. So come on, why not, right? Plus explosions. So a rogue and an alchemist. This can't be bad. And
it's not, you know, just because your goblin can't actually write down the exact things in his formula or like strange scribbles, I'm sure everything will be fine.
Yeah, it'll be great. So do we want to go over to the Roll 20 now?
Yeah.
All right, guys. You'll be hearing the audio from that, but we will be streaming from here. So anyway, Savannah, take it away.
All right. You are goblins of the Licktoad tribe, who live deep in Brine Stump Marsh, south of the hated man town called Sandpoint. Once, other goblins tried to burn Sandpoint down, and they wove in legends if they'd succeeded. But they didn't bring enough fire, and they got themselves killed.
Never enough fire.
Never enough. Yesterday, your tribe discovered that one of your own had been using forbidden arts and was engaged in one of the greatest taboos, writing things down. What he was writing was a history of your tribe. There's no swifter way to bring about bad luck than stealing words out of your mind by writing them down, and so your tribe had no choice. You branded the goblin's face with letters to punish him, which is why everyone calls him Scribbleface now. And then you ran him out of town, took all of his stuff, and burned down his hut. That's where things get interesting, because before you all burned down his hut, Chief Gutwad found a weird box within the building. Inside was a map and a lot of fireworks. Fireworks that immediately came to use in burning down the hut. Then, this morning, Gutwad announced that tonight there would be a feast in order to drive out any lingering bad luck from Scribbleface's poor decisions. But perhaps even more exciting, all of you have been secretly invited to meet at Chief Gutwad's moot house. Why would the chief want to speak to you? It can only mean that he has an important mission for you all. The other goblins couldn't possibly pull off. This could be your chance to make Licktoad history.
But not write it down.
Right.
You can make not write it down.
Absolutely only oral traditions. Otherwise, well, you saw what happened to Scribbleface.
Good history is sung, or curse that while you try to take shit.
Yes.
Yes.
So you have been called into his mighty girthiness, Chief Rendwal Gutwad's moot house. He's sitting on top of his very high chair, known as the teeter chair. It's about 6 feet tall, and it lets him look down on you.
Keep going, sorry.
No worries. It just lets him look down on you. It's filled with stolen weapons, shiny bits of treasure, and the brine-pickled bodies of dozens of brutally slaughtered small furry animals.
So, as I enter, I would like to start, you know, very... to celebrate my entrance to the space, going, Moot, 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 as I enter.
Fair. Chuffy, do you have any actions?
Chuffy will look around for a snack before the feasting begins proper.
That's fair. Do you have any particular snack that you're looking for?
Something that he can share with his pet spider.
Fair. I'm sure you have zero trouble finding some, like, nice toasty crickets.
Nice. Yum.
I cricketed up.
All right. So you're all going in to see the chief?
Mm-hmm. And I have a very clean face.
Oh.
I do not. Shocking. My face has crickets on it.
That's right. That's because Remti licks my face clean.
Oh. You are also joined by Poog, the cleric. Let's see. Poog has his lucky pet toad dog finder, and he also has the squished remains of his last pet toad. Poog kind of goes through them a bit quick. It makes you wonder if they're really lucky.
Well, they're obviously lucky. I mean, Poog didn't die. The frog did.
Good call.
That's how that works.
All right. So you go in to see Chief Gutwad, and he says, "You all be heroes, each of you. You are best lick toads but for me, and maybe for Slorb. That you aren't fearing and terror from the mighty sound of my voice is all you should need. Yet soon all lick toad goblins will know your might, for I have picked you for a dangerous mission. You know about fireworks and map we found in Scribbleface Hut. Fireworks were fun, but map is more fun. It showed route to place near the coast where Scribbleface found firework. And it said there are more firework there. I want them for Lictodes. You all go get them tomorrow. Tonight we have big bonfire to warn bad luck away from you. And we play many games. Much fun. Tomorrow you fetch me the fireworks. If you meet men, you make them dead. If you meet dog, you make them dead. And if you meet horse, you make them dead.
Yes!
If you meet lots, legs, eat goblins, babies, many, you should maybe run. And if you not find fair fireworks, point. You not come back, or we feed you to Squealy Nord.
Fair deal.
So does everybody accept their sacred charge from Chief Gutwad?
Chuffy's going to try to convince Chief Gutwad to let him sit on the throne for a little bit of the feast.
I will do so, but first, Chuffy deserves recognition for bravery and love from Lictoad ladies, and that will come if Chuffy gets time to sit in chair a little bit during feast.
All right, well, roll me some diplomacy.
All right, Chuffy.
There, Chuffy.
Come on, Chuffs. I believe in you. Where's your diplomacy? It's on the skills page. Diplomatic.
I should see if I actually have any skills.
Oh, no.
All right. So you propose this very reasonable offer. And for some reason, Chief Gutwad just does not see the humor in it. He goes sort of this weird color of pink and said, "Foolish goblin. When you come back with many fireworks, then we talk about the teeter chair."
I will come back with more fireworks than you can think of.
I can think of many fireworks.
I think of more, and I bring them back. All of them.
Mog merch goes...
Oh, go. Play games. Win your goblin ladies.
So Mog merch goes, "But what about bigger fireworks? I imagine a world," he says, kind of like, "show me the world in your hand, or I can show you the world in your hands." He goes, "I can make bigger fireworks." He goes, "If I make bigger fireworks, can I keep smaller fireworks?"
"We will talk about this."
"Very good." He says, rubbing his hands together and then licking the dead skin off of his fingers.
Ugh. Fair enough.
There is much sitting there. So
there are, in fact, several games that you all can partake of. And by games, I mean dares.
All right.
So there, Is there some sort of challenge that your goblins would like to take on? Do you want me to lay out your options?
Lay them out. Lay them out. Yeah,
all right. So you can dance with Squealy Nord, who is a fearsome boar who lives in a muddy pit. You can eat a bag of bull slugs real quick. You can hide or get clubbed.
Ooh, I want to hide or get clubbed.
Or you can deal with the rusty ear biter.
That sounds unpleasant.
Chuffy will do rusty eel biter.
All right. So we'll start with hide or get clubbed. Okay. You can all technically play this if you want.
Okay, and Chuffy plays.
All two of us.
Including all right. Poog will join you.
Okay.
Is because, you know, he's an NPC. He's capable. Yeah.
Okay, he's let's... Got it.
Yep. All right. So... So everybody can run off into the swamp and make a stealth check.
Okay. Oh my god, I have a good thing.
You're a goblin. I think we're all going to be good at this.
Yeah, everybody gets like a plus.
Nope. Oh, goodness,
I'm throwing things.
So,
oh no!
So, I'm going to say that Mogmerch goes off and runs into the forest. And before he does so, he decides that the best way to do to hide is, because he has to be able to see where he's going to hide, so he lights a torch and runs around with it. And he just hides with the torch and doesn't really realize that he lights the tree on fire behind him.
I see. Well, depending on Poog, or considering Poog's role, he apparently thinks that you have a great idea going on. So, and fire is always a lot of fun.
So what that means
is... So he follows you. Because he rolled a 2.
But you rolled slightly better, so you get to hide behind the burning tree, not in front of the burning tree.
Right, right.
Okay, good.
So we're going to roll perception, but considering Chuffy's mad sneaking skills, I'm not sure that it's going to work.
You roll a nat 20? No, 16.
He's a rogue who has a plus 8 racial bonus.
Yeah. Oh, no, I've played that.
All right. So it turns out that they're really, really bad at trying to find people. So eventually, you know, you all will presumably, like, pop out of your hiding spots because the tree is on fire. At least two of you will be found because the tree is on fire.
Let's say, did they find us or find the fire and leave us?
That's fair. They probably find the fire, and Chuffy is, you know, completely invisible, probably at least partially because there's a giant bonfire right there where there shouldn't be one. So Chuffy, in recognition for your superior sneaking skills, you get the mystical ring that lets you climb real good. It is, in fact, a ring of climbing, and you have it on loan.
Oh, sweet. So my climbing skill goes up to plus 8?
Yeah.
Nice.
All right. So you also want to play the rusty ear biter?
Yeah, I'm going to try that shit.
All right. It's a hollow coil of rusty wires, barrel hoops, bent swords, and thorny branches that's kept behind the moot house when it's not in use. It's named for the fact that it's claimed a number of goblin ears in the past. Let's see.
It's like an obstacle course?
It's an object of fascination and fear. The half-insane tinkerer who invented the thing has long since died. So, yeah. Everybody's very interested in it, so that means I need an escape artist check. A series of 3 escape artist checks.
3. Can we all do this?
Yes.
I think Chuffy is going to crush it.
I think I'm not even trained in that.
Chuffy goes first.
Oh, yeah. Because
he wants to hear and laugh at you when you fail.
Oh, no. I'm going to fail this miserably. That's a dex check, right?
Yes.
All right. So that means, hey, at least I got a plus 4.
He's good to be coming.
Holy shit.
Maybe. All right.
All right. So it looks... oh goodness, I accidentally rolled those all together. Pooh does not get a 44 in Escape Artist, because that would be silly. Alright, so Chuffy gets through completely unscathed. From the look of his separate rolls, Pooh screws up somewhere along the line.
Like, it gets progressively worse. The first one, he's just like, oh yeah! And the next one's like, oh shit! And then he kind of loses it, and the last one, he's like, oh, shit. He just biffs it, and lights another tree on fire somehow.
That's fair. So that will be 2 damage to Mogmerk as he is crawling through. You don't lose your ear entirely, but you do lose a chunk of your ear. However, go ahead. You are good enough that no one throws rocks at you.
Oh, I'm so glad.
I'll go pick up the chunk of ear and toss it to the boar.
Okay, Squeedly Nord is very pleased. While you're at it, Poog attempts, he gets a bad start, but he gets his feet under him by the end. But he also loses a chunk of ear.
Oh, okay. I mean, losing a chunk of ear is, like, required to be a goblin, right?
Basically. I mean, you know, it's pretty much rite of passage. All right. So it turns out that Chuffy wins again.
The rogue
and
with a skill
gets
check?
The use of one of the tribe's most coveted items. The chief's personal, very useful robe that is useful.
Oh.
Also known as a robe of useful things that has only 4 patches left.
Oh, shit. Do I know what the patches are, or we roll randomly?
A ladder, a 3-legged turtle, a horseshoe, and a bullhorn.
Mike, that turtle better end have a horrible end, or else this is going to be a very disappointing episode.
That's true.
I don't know why you would say such a thing.
I don't know, man. this weird thought I have here. Something from another dimension is talking to me, I think.
Right. He will take that robe and make sure to soil it before he returns it.
Fair enough. I mean, it would only be polite otherwise.
Of course.
Does anyone want to dance with Squeedly Nord?
Hell yeah.
Yeah, I'll take a shot, sure.
Poog is going to decline, because despite the fact that he follows the god of riding beasts, he's actually really shitty at riding animals, and when people make fun of him for it, he stabs them.
Yup, no race either.
Yeah. I think Poog is, like, actively bad at it for some reason. So, yeah, let's see. So that'll be 3 rounds on Squeedly Nord's back. To be fair, they call him a fearsome boar. He is, in fact, a hyperactive piglet.
Still.
So, yeah, Ollie will need 3 ride checks.
Oh, no. Chuffy.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Oh, fuck.
All right, so Chuffy... you get thrown, and I'll need a reflex save. So you have to do consecutive rounds.
Oh,
so,
okay.
Both of you get thrown off at some point, but I need a reflex save from both of you to see if you take damage. Oh, awesome.
Can we try again?
Yes.
I will try again.
Plus, what's my reflex here?
Chuffy will, like, try to sweet talk it, too. Be like... Oh, he's such a sweet piggy. Chuffy would never eat you. Chuffy would never eat you.
All right. So after Chuffy goes, I got a plan here. All right.
Okay.
All right.
Go for it.
So I'm gonna go ahead and is there someone who's running the pig like the contest?
I'm sorry. Could you repeat that?
Is there someone who is running the contest?
Yes.
Okay. I go.
We'll say that it's Rita because she's an NPC right now.
Okay.
So she is
I go. Rita. I have idea. What if I make ride so much or dance so much harder? But still make it. You give me big win, yes?
That would be big win. How you make it harder?
I pulled up a torch. Here, piggy, piggy, piggy.
So Rita, being a goblin, is of course delighted by this idea.
Can we light the pig on fire and try to have me ride it?
I mean, in theory, they are currently, all the goblins are pretty terrified by the fact that he eats goblin corpses. So that's what's kept him from being roasted so far.
Wait, do I have anything on that?
You could alternately attempt to ride him one-handed while holding a torch.
Holy shit, wait, I have some amazing things in my
How much damage does Chuffy take from failing a reflex save?
He will take 1d3 damage.
All right. I assume 11 fails?
Yes. It's Oh, wait, no, 11 passes.
Oh, okay.
It's a DC 10.
Wait,
he'll keep trying until he takes damage.
Real quick, my last roll of a 9 is actually an 11 because of my trait.
On a reflex save or a ride check?
It is on, you gain a +2 bonus on all reflex saves to avoid unexpected falls.
Okay, yes! That will make it then. You're looking for a 10, so.
Chuffy finally succeeds riding really north.
After bouncing around rather badly.
Yes. It took him, how many tents was that? One, two, three, four. His fifth attempt, he finally managed to succeed.
All right, so my first round, I just do it one-handed. I see if I can do it. So with a torch in hand, grab on and go for it.
I was going to say, I feel like you should probably take, like, what, at least a minus one for that?
Minus one, okay. Am I still on?
You are still on?
I shove the torch into it to see what happens.
Oh, God. Okay. The difficulty's probably going to go up because it's an on-fire pig
fuck
now.
Yeah!
Okay, you're still on, and the pig is lightly toasted.
I keep that thing on and see what I can do.
All right, good job. So you have managed to ride Squealy Nord while setting him on fire.
And I yell, Markmar!
All right, so Mike, Chuffy's performance was very good and very entertaining. However, to ride Squealy Nord while setting him on fire is like a +1 win.
Ah, snap.
So, Mogmerk, you in fact get a Dragon Brew gourd, which is an elixir of fire breath.
Okay.
Which you are probably very familiar with.
I apparently am. I just gotta say, I love the fact that I have spectacles that are for show. So I immediately put them on.
That's fair. Well, they do make you look very intelligent, but not like writing intelligent.
No. Don't even soil me with those words.
Exactly.
And I pet my lucky toad too.
That's fair. I mean, clearly you're lucky. I mean, you won the contest. All right. Does anyone want to eat a bag of slugs?
Fuck yeah.
Yeah.
All right. They're wriggling slugs the size of sausages.
Yep.
Even among goblins, they're considered particularly foul-tasting and a bit difficult to chew.
Slimy is satisfying?
Maybe. Depends on your taste, probably. They wriggle, taste of rotten fish, and burst with a little squeal when chewed.
Yep.
Oh, the squeal sounds delightful.
Oh, yeah. No, you have to eat a full bag in a minute.
All right. So what are we going to do here?
So there are 5 slugs. Mm-hmm. And so essentially you have 10 rounds to make 5 successful fortitude saves.
Okay.
I'm not good at fortitude saves.
For once, I am. I'm good at
Also, if you take the time, it's easier if you don't take the time to spit out their slime bladder, but that could be bad for you.
Okay.
I'm going to go with the slime bladder. I'm not worried about that.
Okay.
I don't know what the DC is, but there's 10 checks for me.
All right.
All right, and I will attempt to
save. I might not need to do the last 2 checks.
All right, so if you're leaving it in, you're looking for a 10, so it looks like...
Wait, I am leaving it in, by the way.
3, 4, okay. 5. Yep. Okay. All right. So you do make it within the minute.
Ooh. Nice. 1, 2, 3,
and then Chuffy will pat his belly, despite having a displeasureful look on his face, be like, "Good now."
Okay, one more here. There we go.
So it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. All right. Yeah. So you're cutting it a little bit close there, but you do manage to stuff it all in your face. So that means, let's see, I need a fortitude save, another fortitude save, to see if the slime bladders... So let's see. Oh, with a cumulative -1 penalty for every DC... 10 save that you chose to make. So I need a fortitude save at a -5.
Okay. Oh, I made more than that, though.
I made 7 before I succeeded, so I had a -7. Is this to become sickened?
Yes.
I get to roll twice and take the best result.
-2! Hell yeah.
Oh, man.
So I just vomit everywhere profusely afterwards. Like, projectile vomit, like... Just bent
all
over
right.
Just,
so
and it's great.
You'll be sickened for 24 hours.
That's great. That is fucking great. I have no problem with this. You know why? I get to be sick all over anyone who gets in my way.
That is true. Do you have anyone that you want to aim for?
Oh god, I thought of something really gross.
I mean, you are goblins. Gross is sort of the point.
Okay, so... Remti is my mate, who has the irritating habit of licking his face clean in public.
Okay.
I've just been
so you're everywhere. Going to throw up on him?
Her, am I a guy or a girl? Not that it matters, but...
For some reason, I thought you were referring to your mate as a he. Technically, Mog Merch is originally coded as male. But...
Okay. And she's coded as female, it says. I just imagine, like, Remti just being like, oh, dear, your face, and just, like, taking care of it.
And just throwing up all over the...
Like, how else would you clean my face? That's her annoying habit.
Fair. Well, there we go.
And everyone else just starts vomiting.
Boo.
Even better.
All right.
Vomit party, everybody!
All right, so it looks like you also throw up, Mike.
Oh. Chuffy is disappointed.
No. Let's see.
Did I miss my math?
There is, however, the Gorge of Gluttons, a +1 dog slicer that functions as a bane weapon when utilized against horses, improving it to a +3 dog slicer.
Snap. Do we get...
So, yeah, good? Even though, basically it is, given to your party... And you can basically squabble over who gets it.
I go, no, he gets it. I don't need it.
Chuffy goes, yes, Chuffy gets it.
I go, I have better.
Mm-hmm, okay.
All right, let's see. So you guys have finished up all the dares of the night. The bad luck has been thoroughly clubbed or... cut or burned or thrown out of you.
Sounds fantastic.
Do you have anything that you want to do tonight because you are expected to set off in the morning?
I vomit profusely, as I am wont to do.
Fair. Gross.
I spend the night with my beloved mate. Lots of face licking.
Ugh. I mean, if you're into that, man. So when you set out, let's see, you are in fact given the remaining fireworks from the stash to help you obtain even more fireworks.
How many are we given?
Let's see, so you get 2 Desnin candles. Four paper candles, and a skyrocket.
So what were those? Sorry, I'm writing them down.
No worries. 2 Desnin candles.
How do you spell that?
4 paper candles.
Before
and a skyrocket.
Four and that's one. Cool. All right. I go. I know how to use these.
You carry them.
Okay.
Good.
I think I'm encumbered.
Probably.
I have 8 strength. I'm fucking encumbered as shit.
Yes.
Do we care significantly? Court of
probably
leeches?
Not. If you want to play it for comedic value, awesome. You totally can.
Hard leather boot used as belt pouch.
Good.
I have a formula book, but nothing's written in there, right?
Basically, you have like pictures of things
which are not writing. Not writing.
Right. No, it's drawing that's different.
Drawing is acceptable. Writing is the work of stupid humies.
Yes.
They steal the words from my brain face.
Thought stealers.
Yep. Because whenever they steal words from your brain, like you only have so many, and if they steal all the words from your brain, then you die.
I attach my helmet, my skull helmet, a little tighter and go, this is my tinfoil hat, guys. No humies gonna steal from my brain.
Poog looks at you sort of in shock. He goes, it protects your brain words?
Yeah!
Whoa. Poog must get one of these.
Wait. I give Poog my metal cod piece and attach it to Poog's head. There! Now you no lose words either!
He looks very proud of his codpiece hat.
It almost looks like he's wearing one.
It kind of does. I think that's his toad is on his head.
Oh, okay. Well,
toad.
He will, in fact, stash his flattened lucky toad under the codpiece hat.
Fantastic. Yes. And by the way, I am unbelievably proud of the fact that I saved another goblin's words.
Yes. No, as well you should be. It is all in a very glorious cause.
Mm-hmm. All right. So we're still sickened, right?
Yes.
Alright, I vomit on the ground before we leave.
Good. It's like a parting gift.
Yeah. I do honor to my tribe by vomiting on the ground.
So, you all know that going through the marsh is particularly treacherous. Because it is the din of lots legs eat goblin babies many.
As one knows.
Right. Well,
I have a pet spider, and I will hopefully be able to use the pet spider to diplomacy with this other spider.
To be fair, your pet spider is a much, much smaller spider, but you might get lucky.
All right, can I go ahead and roll knowledge nature to know what the fuck this thing is?
Yes.
There you go.
All right, 15. So, it lets you know that it is poisonous.
By the way, and I totally keep every single thing that you're saying to myself.
You totally what?
Keeping everything you're saying to myself here.
Okay.
Because he's very embarrassed that he had to think on what it is, so he doesn't want to seem like he doesn't know what anyone's talking about.
That's fair. So yes, you know that it has a poison bite attack.
I know it's a spider.
That saps
right?
Your strength.
Good. I'm like, yep, I know exactly what that is. Totally.
Chuffy, do you want to make a roll, or are you familiar enough?
Chuffy, I don't think has any knowledge in nature things.
Okay. He goes, and if it bites you, remember, suck it out, and then curse its name 3 times.
Poog nods.
Not wanting to
this
look
is, this
like
is definitely,
know what it is either.
This is definitely, long-held wisdom within the tribe.
I like how the opening line just says that I'm a deranged goblin.
which is kind of an interesting qualifier among goblins.
Yeah, like that says something. Like among humans, you're like, oh wow, he's a little crazy. Amongst goblins, that's just like, well, the Joker? Nah, man, don't even.
just don't even. All right. So, what do you want to do? Do you want to seek out Lot's legs, or do you want to try and avoid him, or
try to
just
avoid
kind of going about your way?
Yeah, for the most part, let's try to avoid it.
Okay. Let's see. I guess that would be a survival or a stealth check. And remember, you are only as stealthy as your loudest member.
Here's a question: Does second give me a penalty on skill checks?
Yeah,
I believe so.
Everything.
Oh, so I guess mine is actually two lower than my roll there. I just realized that.
Okay.
All right, so we're trying survival first, or just survival, or
stealth?
Stealth. Okay, let's do stealth.
So I have a +12. But we only do it for the worst person, right?
Basically. Let's see, +8.
Actually, that's 2. That's 24, but still. Sorry, I forgot to subtract that.
All right. So even your loudest person did not do terribly.
Okay.
Nice. But see how Lot's legs can find you.
Oh Jesus!
Oh goodness! Okay, he is on your tail. So I'm going to need some initiative from everybody.
Da, da, da.
All right, I'll take the project. Oh, not that initiative. Got it. Oh, but I have a -2.
I appreciate your skills.
I have a -2. That's good.
All right.
So just having GM controlled, I try to like add turn.
See.
This includes my -2.
Okay.
And mine did as well.
Well, if you've got your token selected and you click on the initiative button on the thing, it automatically adds you to the tracker.
I'm not using that one. I'm using the actual thing.
I wrote it down. I'm a Luddite.
Oh. You say you're a Luddite, but we're also on the, you know, we're kind of, you know, using Roll20.
I mean, it's comparative, right?
Sure.
Alright, 13.
That bouncy.
And 11. And 9. And let me roll it up for lots of legs. Because he has lots of legs. Or she. You don't know.
I'm not assuming the gender of the spider. Yeah. I'm just assuming that's it being bitten by it sucks.
That's fair. Well, to be fair, it has an intelligence of like 1. I doubt it. It has a gender as such.
Yeah.
All right. All right. So that means that Mogberk, it is... Well, actually, he was better at finding you than you all were at sneaking. So, Scott, odds or evens?
I'll go with evens.
Okay. All right, so you are in fact not glomped by Lot's legs. So you all are, you know, trekking through the forest, you're trying to be sneaky, you're goblins, it's sort of what you do. When all of a sudden you hear Poog scream. Which, you know, is not surprising in and of itself.
No.
But, all right. So he screams and, like, dives for cover as this, you know, very large purpley spider. Well, you know, I've seen Lot's legs.
Yeah, he has one.
This very large slavering spider just sort of drops from above, and Poog just unabashedly, like, screams and attempts to hide behind everyone. So that was the surprise round. Poog is, for the record, very surprised. But Mogmerk, it is your go.
Oh, I just killed a bug. So it's time to kill another arachnid this time? Do I know where Many Legs is?
I mean, he's basically where Poog was standing.
Okay, sorry, I thought you were representing on the battle grid there.
Ah. Let me pull out his token, because he has one of those.
Yeah. About a minus two here. This is gonna go great. Can't see any problems.
All right. So, yep. So, what was our marching order? Poog was behind. I'm sort of assuming that Chuffy would be in front, but
sure. That sound good? Yeah.
Chuffy would be in front. That sounds. Chuffy is pretty confident in himself.
Yep.
Okay, there's Poog. And so Poog has thematically dived over here as Lot's legs drops down on what should have been on top of him.
All right, in that case, I'm just going to go ahead and take a slap at him with my club. I mean, I don't want to use one of my three bombs for the day on this.
Fair.
Actually, you know what? 5 foot step and throw the bomb, actually. Why not?
Okay.
So. I'm including
roll
my minus.
A ranged attack.
I'm including my minus two, by the way.
Okay. All right. You, in fact, hit. Roll me some damage.
1d6 plus two, I believe. Nice. There we go.
On me.
You see me go, and just roll, grab a bomb, go, here you go, and throw it.
All right. So you throw it, and you know, Lot's legs is in the middle doing the. You like smack it right in the face with this fire bomb, and you basically hear like the little tiny hairs all over its body just sort of crackle up. It's a very unhappy spider.
It is very good for a goblin cooking show. That sounds like. And just listen to those little hairs crinkling up. Oh, just so wonderful.
Yeah, no, it occurs to all of you that its legs are probably really nice and crispy.
I start to salivate uncontrollably. Yeah, throw up again.
Well, I mean, reasonable.
Yeah, as well.
It is Poog's turn. And so Poog is, in fact, going to raise his own club. And, well, actually, no, he should probably 5 foot step over here because he's a cleric and can do cleric-y things. And he is going to try to hit Lot's legs with a firebolt. Except he fails terribly. Basically, as you throw your bomb, it like knocks Poog back onto his ass, and he attempts to cast, and it goes wide, and tree gets set on fire, and goes, "Mark! I'ma get you! You make me miss!" So that means that it is Chuffy's turn.
Okay. Chuffy will regret not having any. Oh, it hasn't acted yet. Oh, no, but it's not surprised. Okay.
Right.
Then Chuffy will attempt to hide in some brush and stuff nearby, but within sneak attack range, so he can pop out and throw a dagger next round.
Okay. Roll me that stealth check.
Run for your lives! He screams.
Oh, damn. All right, you melt into the forest.
Nice.
Meltman with the power to melt.
Dun-dun-dun. All right, so it is Lot's legs' turn. So, Mogmerk, I'm sorry, you're the only creature that has actually done any damage to it.
Real quick, did I recover the 2 HP last night?
Yes.
I think you would have, yeah, sorry.
So, Lot's legs... advances on you, its mandibles clicking, and it will attempt to take a chunk out of you.
Oh, baby.
Maybe.
And this is how I died. The first time.
Except I assume a 7 does not hit your DC.
Holy shit, no, I actually have decent AC.
I mean, you are tiny and dexterous.
True.
Alright, so it glomps viciously at you.
Mm-hmm.
But ultimately, you are able to dodge out of the way. Some of its legs aren't quite moving that great, like when the joints are just cracked off and falls to the ground.
Like cracked lobster. Except it's hairy and a spider.
So that brings it back to the top of the round and makes it Mogmerk's turn.
He pulls out his club and goes, I'm a smack it! Not smack it.
Okay. Roll it up.
At my -2, you mean?
Yeah.
All right.
I believe in you.
Me too. Just not that much. That's with my club.
All right. So you smack at it. Unfortunately, you were aiming for the leg that had just fallen off. So it's not like you don't hit it. It's just it was going to plink off anyway. Poog.
Just real quick.
What's that?
Mogmerk thinks to himself, all right, do your thing, you little chuffy, sneaky bastard.
All right.
I'm going to flank him.
So Poog will heft his own club. Or actually, no, he has a dog slicer. He will heft his dog slicer and yell, for Zargadil! And he will run at the spider and stab at it. He's not terrible at stabbing it. No, I lied. He's terrible at it.
No.
He goes to flash at it, and as it turns out, his dog slicer is just a shitty, shitty weapon and glances off Lot's legs. Terrifying carapace.
So, Mockmarks just goes, No, hit it like this! He waves it around completely ineffectually.
All right, Chuffy, you are in the bushes.
Chuffy will pop out and throw his dagger. Or dart, I think it is.
All right.
A dart?
Yes, it is a dart.
Yeah, she's throwing a dart. Snap! And then he gets sneak attack damage.
Woohoo!
Which is 20d6 right now, right? Oh shit!
No, but I pulled maximum damage for everything for 8.
All right, fantastic.
Is it still alive?
It's still alive. You're kind of wondering how at this point.
Okay, he will.
So, go ahead.
I think stealth with like a -20.
Okay.
Because you can do that. It's the sniping thing.
Right. Good. I mean, go for it.
Yeah. So. Ah, stealth on a -1.
All right. So you basically you pop out, you throw your dart. It lodges itself in Lot's legs, eyes. It's flailing around. You attempt to hide, but some spider goo like splashes all over you.
Wait,
it's
you
a bad
19, time. Didn't you?
Yeah, but that's not with my -20
involved. Oh! I was like, wait a minute. With that, you got a 19. And you're complaining?
No.
You're good. Got it.
Yeah.
All right, so that means that it's Lot's legs' turn. And, you know, it's just not a very happy spider right now. So it is going to do a full withdraw and get the heck out of Dodge.
And stay away from my old car! Oh, wait. Sorry.
All right, so it is going to run away badly, limping on its shattered spider legs. Mogmerk, it is your turn.
I have a 30-foot move speed, right?
What's that?
Yeah.
Oh, 20 feet. Actually, I think goblins have 30 because
no, I have
they're
30,
weird.
I said.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I nat 20 with my club.
Oh, God. All right. Describe its death for me.
He comes up and he goes, Ay-ay-ay-ay-ay! And he smacks him on the head and goes, steal my thoughts, will ya? No one's taking them!
All right, so you smash his head in. It is, in fact, very dead.
Him. I saw him.
So, upon your insistence that the spy was trying to steal its thoughts, Poog is going to run over and, like, throw himself onto the dead spider and attempt to consume it so that he might regain his lost thoughts.
He goes, Chuffy, come join us. It's not a sneak attack, it's a snack attack. And I start eating the spider leg.
Chuffy likes spider and also knows his spider likes spider, so he'll feed his spider some spider and has some spider himself.
Spiderception?
Yes.
All right. So would you all like to take a trophy from this terrible scourge of the Lick-Toad tribe?
I'll get my dart back. Yeah, can we... Chuffy doesn't know anything about spider poison or where it's located, but he'll try to figure it out now that he's got a giant spider.
I can actually locate that for you.
Chuffy's fine. You do. Chuffy's lazy anyway.
What do you think? Now, would craft alchemy help me with that?
Oh, no, that's definitely knowledge, nature, survival.
Okay, I have knowledge of nature, too.
Okay. Roll
it up. I have the same bonus, so. Plus six. There we go.
Nice.
So I hand the poison sack intact to you, if that's okay.
Yeah, you plunge your hand into it, go, ha-ha!
As I fish it, I go, oh, wait, no, that's not poison sack.
Yeah, you fish in, you come up with Poog's leg, and he's like, hey!
This could be a poison sack. Nope.
Excuse you!
So I would like to take part of its carapace to try to fashion into a hat for my hat.
Oh, a hat's hat.
A hat's hat.
Alright. I assume that you do not have craft haberdashery.
No, believe it or not, I do not. Though I am mad as a hatter.
Fair. So let's see. That would be... an intelligence check?
Oh boy. I have
a survival
that.
Check, maybe?
I have an intelligence check. Let's see. Whatever you prefer.
You'll go about it different ways depending on what you roll, so just let me know
which one I have a better bonus in. Because I have 8 wisdom, but I have 15 intelligence. Let's see, 12. That's 1. That's 2. I'm going to go with survival because I have a plus 3 on that, but I have a minus 1, so minus 2. So, I have a plus 1 on that. I'm not looking for a good hat. I'm looking for a vaguely functional hat for my skull.
Fair. So, you are able to basically get out the back part of its thorax popped off.
Sure.
It's a little munched on because Boog's been at it.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's a little bit too big, but, you know, it all comes off. The goo kind of, like, helps it settle onto your hat.
There we go. I'm proud to have a hat in my hat. I go, no more stealing my brain. Words. Is Poog taking a
all
trophy?
Right. Yeah, I was going to say, I think Poog is going to take one of its legs and put it through his belt like it's a knife.
That's a good idea. I go, good. It's a knife now maybe you won't mess up with your dog slicer.
I'll show you how I mess up with my dog slicer. He takes it out and waves it at you threateningly.
I go, yep, that's pretty messed up.
All right. Sorry, not sorry. He will try and probably fail to stab you.
Oh, God.
He tries and fails to stab you.
He goes, no, like this. I'm making a non-lethal attack.
Okay.
Wait, so minus 2. But what's it for going for non-lethal?
Oh, gosh, it's a minus 4 to deal non-lethal damage? I mean, to be fair, you're a goblin. If you want to deal lethal damage and be like, oops, that's also acceptable.
No, that's but still, I rolled higher than him.
I didn't. You hit definitely did do that.
I go, look, that's how you do it better.
No.
Oh, God.
No. Like that.
Oh, God. Who are you stabbing?
Me.
I'm stabbing him because I want to have flanking.
Okay. That does hit, and I take 3 damage. I go, yeah, like that!
Take 9 damage.
Alright, I'm sitting there with like, my guts spilling out, I go, yeah, just like that!
See? When you do right, red everywhere.
One moment, please. Grandma, sorry, I'm on the air! What's up?
So how many hit points do you have, by the way?
Hi, Grandma, sorry. Alright, sorry about that. So I'm at 1 HP, by the way, now.
Oh, good.
However, I will drink my cure light wounds that I have with me.
Let's see.
Prepared cure light wounds.
Yep. And if you want, Poog actually has a wand of cure light wounds.
Is he going to offer it?
He'll probably hit you with it. It might work.
Okay, try it.
He like pulls out sort of a gnarled looking branch and bops you on the head with it, but you do get back 4 HP.
Okay.
Your innards sort of like slither back into you and it sews up your stomach and you know.
Go, I can do that too. Oh my god.
Oh no.
So I drink it, but instead of getting it in my mouth, it goes up my little tiny nose holes.
Oh no.
All right, so I'm at 7 HP out of 10. I'm good to go.
Yeah, you're at 70%. That's still passing, right?
Yep. I go, good job, good training. He rubs the very ill-formed scar across his gut. Yeah, training.
Yeah, you have many scars. Tell Goblin it is about.
I only have crazy eyes for Rempty.
He does not understand you, but he will accept it. Alright. I like that as a goblin endearment. Alright.
So you see a scar like below his left nipple that says that doesn't say Rempty is his snoo snoo, but it depicts Rempty in a snoo snoo. Whatever snoo snoo looks like.
Fair. Well, I mean, you know, it wouldn't say Rempty because, you know.
No, like I said, I specifically said it is depicting her.
Yes.
The words would be bad.
I think snoo-snoo is a verb.
It is.
Okay.
But I don't know what the fuck a... Wait, you know what the fuck a verb is? That sounds like some heresy right there.
It's a type of word magic. Oof. To be avoided.
All right. So you all know that Lots Legs has been eating goblins for ages. So there's probably some loot around here somewhere if you can find it.
All right. I'll go ahead and search to see if I can find her. Den, I suppose.
Check.
What about check?
It's what now?
Oh, I see nothing.
Perception. What's that? Oh, wait. I do know what that is. I only have a plus one, though, because I have minus two.
Okay,
there we go, whenever that wants to roll. Oh, yeah. I get distracted by a butterfly. I grab it and I eat it.
Oh, fair enough. I also so Poog is also going to poke around. Poog is on the shit. And he basically, like, you know, while you're kind of looking around and getting distracted by butterflies, he kind of comes up between you two and, like, bonks your heads together. Like, is that way, idiots?
He goes, I know, idiot. I was looking for a butterfly. Wait, was I? It wasn't. I think I
he grabs you by the ear and drags you towards the last leg.
Not a stab.
All right, so we head over.
All right. He's
very good at stabbing.
So, scattered amongst trees are dozens of desiccated bodies, some of which are goblins, but a few of which are human. Bodies.
No, I'm kidding.
All right. So give me a perception check to try and sniff out all the goodies here.
I do not.
Hey!
I, however, do find another butterfly and eat that. There's so many around here.
Like, it was a butterfly that was actually caught in the web, but Lots Legs hadn't, like, bothered with it. Yeah. And you're like, oh, man.
So when you guys turn around... Mock March is tangled up in the web, like, blah, blah, like chewing on a butterfly. You roll a nat one, he's just suspended there, like, chewing like an idiot. Just a blah, 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 blah.
All right. So you find 24 GP.
Jesus, fuck. That's, like, your entire, like, life's work.
Yes. Small masterwork like crossbow.
What?
11 bolts.
I don't actually think I'm proficient in that.
Let's see. You find a pearl. Two potions. Actually, no, three, four potions.
You can figure out.
And some wax paper sealed taffy. And
my crossbow symbol.
She's just like, you find everything. Deal with it. You see the face of God.
I mean, you find it, but knowing what those potions are is sort of a question.
Is the Masterwork-like crossbow sized for a small creature?
Yes.
All right. Chuffy takes that.
All right. Mogmerk, do you want to investigate the four potions and figure out what they are?
I finish munching my butterfly, and then I do so.
Poog will helpfully cut you down, and by helpfully, I mean he, like,
because I have
drops you
2 feet
to the ground.
Still, when does that end? The sickness?
What's that?
Sickness ends tonight, right?
Yeah, it'll be 24 hours. Though you kind of have a sneaking suspicion with your craft alchemy level and your knowledge of nature, mm-hmm. that taffy would probably sell your stomach right down.
Well, I got a 12, so, for the first potion.
Okay. It's an awful nice potion.
Second one is a 9. The last one...
It's blue.
...is a 17.
All right. The third one is a potion of bull strength.
I tell you.
And there's one more.
Okay.
All right. And the second one is a potion of bear's endurance.
Okay. Bull strength and bear endurance and a blue one and this one.
Yep.
He acts like he knows where all four are.
Okay.
That's, he knows that it's this one. You know that one that does the thing. And the blue potion. And we're like, well, what is it? Well, when you take water and you add a blue thing to it, it becomes blue water.
Poog nods. You maybe get the idea that he has no idea what you're talking about, but he nods.
I nod sagaciously, even confident
I mean,
that my
reason. You are probably the smartest of the Lictodes, so he's not going to question you.
That's not really saying much with 15 intelligence. I mean, 15 intelligence.
It is.
8 wisdom, but, you know, whatever. Who needs wisdom?
Right, well, you know. All right, so do any of you eat the taffy?
Yeah, I'll have some taffy.
I'll eat a taffy if I'm offered it.
All right, you are no longer sickened.
Yay, yeah. We're, like, significantly better now.
Yup. Yeah.
Like, significantly.
There are 6 pieces, so now you have 4 pieces.
Okay.
Does anyone want to roll appraise on the pearl, or just gonna keep it because it's shiny?
You can always eat it.
That is true.
It'd be good to use for distracting humans because they're stupid and run at a pearl try to get it.
Okay. All I imagine is like a barbarian running at you with like a held axe. And he's like, ah! And you throw it at his face and he just like doesn't stop.
No. It's when you're sneaking about and a human hears you, you throw it. And then they're like, oh, what's that? And they're like, oh, it's a pearl. And they go and they look at the pearl. You stab me in the back! You stab me in the back!
Or you could feed it to them.
Oh, yeah, you do that after you stab him in the back.
Yeah. Yeah. What? Okay.
Yeah.
Poog strokes his chin and goes, the legs. You cut the back of the legs, they fall down right in the face.
So Mock March goes, no, you take this, you take a bomb and you put it in their throat and then you close their mouth.
How you get that close? They're big and strong.
I go, but they sleep. They sleep more than goblins do.
Yeah, and then when they sleep and they wake up because you're stupid and you make noise, roll the pearl, they go look at the pearl, you go up behind them and you stab them in the back! You stab them, and you stab them, and you stab them.
Did you know that humans have 2 entry ports that are designed as bomb receptacles?
You're using an awful lot of big words.
I go, yes. I sit there and cross my arms knowingly like, yeah, that's right, just because you don't know. Okay, let's go on. What were we doing? Were we looking for butterflies?
No, you go get butterflies, the fireworks.
I have fireworks.
Oh, right.
All the fireworks. More fireworks.
Oh, they're the bigger fireworks. That's right.
Yes.
All right. So you all are headed for the coast.
Okay.
Here soon, you can hear the lapping of waves. It's low tide.
Does it smell like low tide?
And that means that we get to switch scenes.
Scene switch.
I can't control myself again.
You gotta copy tokens over.
I don't know if you're able to move these. I've got them set up already, but
we are not.
There we go. Alas. There I am.
I can pull myself over though.
I'm over here.
Yeah, I got a Chuffy.
All right. Yay! Oh man, Poog is like a giant.
He might even be almost medium sized.
He might be. He's a tower among goblins. Also, now I can't move him. Which is strange. Is he just part of the map? Is he one with the map now?
It might be on the map layer. It's a possibility.
He might be. Let's see. We're going to say that there is a mysterious statue that looks somewhat like Poog.
I believe that. Poog
statue!
There we go.
Okay, so... Okay,
here's the actual Poog, and there's the Poog statue.
Poog car.
All right. So, what you see is that there is, having been driven aground decades ago, a ship several hundred feet into the flooded swamp. The ship itself is a two-masted sailing vessel. It does have, actually, you guys don't know this language, so to you guys, actually, it just kind of looks like lines intersecting. It's not writing, per se, to you. So it might not seal the words out of your head.
Good. I have an extra hat on to keep my words in my brain.
It's very important. It's very stuck on there now.
Yeah.
I sneak up on this thing.
So, its rigging is thick with moss and decorated with lanterns and wind chimes made from goblin skulls and bones.
Look, wonderful interior decorating.
Strange symbols are faintly visible along the prow, while the soggy, swampy yard that surrounds the wreck is encircled by a rickety wooden fence. A thin curl of smoke wafts up from a chimney that protrudes from an unusual box-like structure near the ship's bow.
I go, wonderful craftsmanship.
So I need a perception check from you all.
Perception. D20 plus.
Nice.
I noticed the wonderful craftsmanship.
That's good.
The rickety fence, man, that is like a masterpiece.
I mean, by goblin standards.
Damn,
I mean,
straight.
It is pretty damn
Michelangelo,
impressive.
Michelangelo, the goblin world.
All right. There's Poog over here. Got so many mini windows up here. Did the horse make it on here?
Now there's a horse. Oh, God, no!
All right. So, Chuffy, you notice the horse up here.
Oh, shit. All right. Chuffy's like, shh, quiet. The horse.
What? Oh, shit.
The horse.
No.
He will.
Told me about this. They breathe fire.
This way. And hand the crossbow off to Poog and tell Poog to take aim with it.
I go, wait. Let me get out of the way in case it charges.
No. It's going to charge. It's going to charge. It's going to charge you, okay?
No!
Okay. Yes. Shh. You climb right, on the fence. You draw its attention.
I go, get it to that how you do defense?
Quiet! Let me finish. You draw its attention. It shoots a crossbow. Poog shoots a crossbow. I come up behind
it. But I'm not good at crossbow.
No, it's fine. You take aim at the crossbow now. I come up behind it with the horse killed knife.
Knife, and he holds up the knife he's got for killing horses. It's like horse pain.
I go, okay, I know a way to get its attention. Go ahead and shoot it.
No.
No, you do the way Chuffy say.
Yeah.
Not by sticking bomb in your butt or whatever you're thinking.
No. Not bomb in butt.
No.
I hold up the skyrocket and go, with this!
No. You're gonna hurt yourself, or what about all the rockets you got on you?
That's what I'm saying! I can light all of them at once! I could fly!
Poog looks at you, he's like, goblins not meant to fly!
Goblins meant to dream!
It seems like he doesn't believe you. So, the plan is, I'm hearing, that Mogmerk will distract the horse.
No.
Poog will take aim, and Chuffy will sneak up behind it.
Yeah, I'm going to use my ring of climbing and my stealthiness to sneak up behind it, and then,
All right.
All right, so am I going to do this?
Yep, so Poog is going to get up here near the statue of Poog.
Wait, where am I supposed to be?
Like,
Here?
Yeah, near Poog.
All right, so I stand up. I'm there with my spectacles on, of course.
Of course.
Which also includes my headpiece, my skull, and my spider hat.
Right.
And I will I'll sit there and go, horse beast, in the name of the Lictone tribe, I. He sits there and he doesn't really have a good next word. He goes, savage you. And he starts waggling.
Do you light the firework?
Oh, yeah, of course. Immediately.
Which one do you light? Because I have stats for all of them.
All right, the second one. What's the second one? Second one is the paper one. I fire it at the horse.
All right. Do you want to, throw it at the horse? Or do you just want to...
Well, I'm going to light it.
Right. It's a firecracker, basically.
No, and then throw it at the horse, yeah.
Okay. Throw me a ranged attack.
Let me see. I have just straight dex for him, I think. Oh, plus 4. Good. Oh, I have BAB. I don't have BAB. Never mind. What am I kidding? Oh, God! It's a horse beast! I wasn't kidding!
All right, I am pretty sure. Yes, that will definitely hit the horse. Good job. So it will detonate in one round.
Too.
However, you have yelled and definitely got its attention. Okay. So it. Also, if you want a picture of it, the horse's name is Stomp. This is Stomp.
Where is Stomp? Oh, in the book.
Yeah, it's on the Hangouts. I don't know if you can see it. He's scary.
A little higher. There we go. Ooh. Hello, Stomp. It's a horse beast for sure.
Definitely a horse beast.
Okay.
All right. So you throw that. You all will get a surprise round on this. So you stand up and make noise. Poog is going to try and take a pot shot. And he will roll with a bonus of, what is it, +2 for taking aim?
I think so.
I don't know, off the top of my head. Okay. You hit the horse?
His shot goes terribly wild. Actually, no, he hits. He hits because horses have crap for AC, apparently.
Yeah, they're large.
Yep. So, let's see, a small crossbow, that's a D6 of damage, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
All right. And he does 3 points of damage as he lodges it into probably somewhere around Stomp's ribs.
It's about Stomp. Take that Stomp. Right. There you go.
All right, Chuffy, it is your call.
Chuffy will quickly scramble over the fence and stab this thing with his Bane dog slicer.
All right. Roll me a climb check to see how dashingly you vault over it.
Not bad.
Solidly. It might not be dashing, but it does the job.
And Bane add, does Bane add plus D6s? D6 to damage or something?
Not at your size. I would think that it'd be a
D4. I thought it increased the enhancement bonus on the weapon.
It definitely increased the enhancement bonus, but I thought it also did damage.
Oh, Bane. Sorry, I thought you said Bayonet. I'm like, how did you get Bayonet? yes, it increases the enhancement bonus by plus 2. It essentially acts like a plus 3 dog slicer. So it'll also do plus 3 damage.
It also deals an extra 2d6 points of damage to that foe. That was the force that I was like, yeah. All right, 1 second.
And you get a sneak attack.
Yes. All right, that should work correctly. Sneak attack. If 14 hits, I think it does. So it takes 18 points of damage. So I cut its dick off.
You do a little bit more than that. How does it die besides no longer having a dick?
He's going to run under it and then just, like, bisect it.
Okay. You are covered in horse gore. So, it's awesome.
Chuffy leaps over the wall, like, scrambling up, and then, like, lands behind the horse and then takes, like a runner stance sort of thing and just, like, sprints forward. He starts by, like, slashing at the horse's dick, and he just, like, bisects it so there's, like, a curtain of falling dead
horse gore
behind him. And, like, he appears with, like, a wash of gore coming up at his feet.
Fantastic.
Chuffy wins!
All right. Poog is going to, like, break into a dance, and he thinks that this whole running through is, like, the thing to do.
It is definitely the thing to do. He is correct.
Oh, no.
Mogmersh
has
let me
no
roll,
idea. He's just
reflex for him.
Go, Chuffy! Horse gore!
All right, so Poog runs forward and throws himself under the horse. Somewhat unluckily for him, the horse is dead and falls over. and it does, in fact, fall on Poog, who is less than pleased by this.
I'm still standing there on the post, screaming like a banshee.
Poog is hugging the horse! Chuffy yells.
What?
He's hugging the horse! Poog, what's wrong with you?
I'm gonna head over there too, if that's okay.
Yep, so Poog runs up. He seems to, like, have gotten his head slightly mushed under the horse. The mud is churned up enough that he may not have actually taken lots of damage, but he is still stuck under the horse.
Do not kiss the horse! If you kiss his horse, it'll steal your soul!
Help, Poog!
No, I will not help
his
a dirty horse kisser!
Flailing. He's kind of, like, mushed under the horse.
Help a dirty horse kisser.
Pull me out, you idiot!
Yo, no, pull your tongue out of its mouth!
I'll pull you out, but only so I can smack you! And which he does.
Okay, roll me a strength check.
He drinks this damn potion.
Okay.
Full strength. And,
I'm glad we're using our resources wisely.
By the way, this whole process, I'm going to sling mud at Poo going, clean yourself! Clean yourself!
All right. So eventually, you manage to pull Poog out. He looks like he was maybe in the middle of suffocating by the time you got him out. I assume you then do you just slap him, or do you, like, do something even more terrible?
Non-lethal sneak attack slap him.
Okay.
And I roll it up. I go, you must eat the mud to clean your mouth.
Okay. Roll me some damage there, Chuffy.
Sorry. 1d5 doesn't exist, technically.
It does not. All right. So you smack him. While in the meantime, Mogmerch, you are, like, shoveling mud into his face as he's.
I go. Has that got the horror, the taste of horse flesh out of your mouth? Do you crave it anymore?
Yes. Stabbing Pook.
Good. I hope you learned a valuable lesson. Do not French kiss a horse.
He looks confused as to what that lesson should be, but he's not going to question it.
I fold my arms knowingly and nod.
Fair.
Mogmerch is not entirely sure of the lesson either.
Yeah, but there's no point in telling anyone else that. I mean, jeez.
He assumes that they understand the deeper implications of what he's saying.
Obviously. All right, so there is a gangplank leading up to the ship. Mm-hmm. Is that something that you want to do, or do you want to take a different approach?
Mogmerch will go over there.
Okay.
Pretty brazenly. He goes, this is a stick-up! Give us all of your fireworks! And crunchy, delectable insects!
Well, if he does that, Chuffy will sneak onto the back of the ship.
Again.
All right. Mogmerk, roll me a survival check, and Chuffy, roll me a climb check.
I'll give you climb and stuff.
I do not survive.
All right. Well, there is no particular response yet, anyway. But you do notice that the gangplank probably requires you to, like, clamber up it. Like, it's very steep and choked with vines.
Mm-hmm. I take a bite out of one of the vines. Is it delicious?
Define delicious.
Edible?
Mostly.
Does it not cause my immediate death?
You do not immediately die. This
I
is
take
true.
A second bite.
Okay.
I go.
You know, it's kind of an acquired taste. It sort of has that umami flavor in there.
I turn to Pooh and go, this is delicious. Well, at least not as bad as the slugs.
Low bar.
Low bar.
However, never one to turn down eating something, Pooh will also eat some of the vines.
All I can imagine is that now Mogmarge is just like, well, I wonder if the wood's good.
Yeah, let's just lick it and find out.
He goes ahead and licks the wood. Fine. Is it good?
You know, it's sort of salty. Like I said, it has that sort of similar umami flavor with the moss, kind of earthy, some mineral tones.
You see, like, two brain cells, like, sporadically wake up in his brain. He goes, this was once on the sea or nearby. He says, beholding the coast just beyond him.
Poog is definitely impressed.
I put my hands by my hips and I go, all right, I'm going to clamber up this.
All right. In the meantime, I can't roll like shit. Or roll for shit. I can definitely roll like shit. All right, so Chuffy, you definitely are able to clamber up. Like I said, there are lots of vines and trees and stuff. Roll me a perception check.
I wonder if Chuffy's weaker points. Not that weak. Nice. Chuffy gets a good roll.
Cool. All right. Well, these guys did not. So you see that there are, in fact, two dogs.
Oh my god.
Yep.
I give out
completely aware of the goblin screeching.
Goblin whistle for dogs. Just dogs! There are dogs!
All right. They are on deck, and they seem very interested in Mogmerk's continual yelling about this is a stick-up.
Because they heard the word stick. They want him to say fetch.
Yep. Like, oh man, this is great.
I'm going to try to get my pet spider to go up on... Oh, no, that's not what I'm going to do. Yeah. So I'm going to throw my pet spider. What I'm going to do is it going to get up... My plan is to move over to, like, here... Throw my pet spider at one of them and sneak attack the other one.
Okay. Roll me a throwing roll.
Okay, I do not have improved improvised weapon feats.
No, so that will be, a minus two?
Minus four, I think.
Yeah, because you don't have to throw anything.
Just like straight plus zero.
Okay.
Roll 1d20.
Get him, Stancrash! And I will throw it on myself.
So does it die or something? Just keep making splats.
Stancrash. Stancrash.
So you definitely throw it on yourself. So that I think that should probably apply a penalty to you trying to sneak attack the dog.
Yeah, sure.
You have a spider on your face.
And it's like really not happy, just like
No, I imagine it's trying to attack me because it's like just
you go throw it, it's like, well, fuck that.
I mean, to be fair, having a pet spider, especially when you're a goblin, like pet is probably a
loose term.
A relative term.
Yeah.
By that I mean I haven't stapled it to the wall of my packer yet.
Yup. Alright. So that will hit, I believe. Let me get
I
up
really
to
hope
its...
that hits, we're really
yes.
fucked.
I know, right? These are like super dogs.
Do I still have the bull strength going on?
Yeah.
Yes, though you do attack with your dex, so it will just improve your damage, not your attack.
Yeah, so add 2 damage to the attack.
Alright.
8 damage.
Woohoo! Find its health in here, which is probably not like a whole lot.
11 or something?
Yeah. Oh, wait, it's listed in here. So it's not dead yet, but... it's incredibly... Oh, wait, no, you're stabbing it with the
Horsebane.
Yeah, did you add your extra d6s?
Only horsebane, it's not...
Oh, no, I think it's dogs and horses.
Oh, shit, then it's another...
Let me double check, but I'm pretty sure. Let's see... A plus one dog slicer that focuses... Oh, no, it is only on horses, my bad. Oh,
okay.
My bad.
Would have slaughtered it, but...
Right.
Okay. I might still slaughter it before it acts. I mean, I just surprised it, so...
Right. It is definitely very surprised. You basically, like, have cut open its belly. It's not dead, but it's well on its way. All right. So now everybody needs to go into initiative.
All right, now that I'm not rolling at a negative everything.
Nice. I'm gonna kill this dog.
I am not killing this dog. So that square structure in front of me, I can't see over it, correct?
Yes, that is correct. It is like a hut.
Okay,
sort
it's
of
not
thing.
Like a platform. I have no idea what's going on.
I mean, I suppose you definitely hear a dog, like, scream in pain.
I go, the gods have spoken! Dog pain for everyone!
Who goes, Sarkadel! he decides that he must charge forward. Let me check everybody's AC. Chuffy's was 23. There's Poog. Alright, oh man, Poog is on this shit. This is what his god does. He is on it.
Killing Poog.
Alright, let me roll for the dogs. Alright. I will say that dog one was the one that you have not stabbed yet because you tried to throw a spider at it and did not. And let me roll for some things that definitely don't matter at all. Don't mind them.
I won't mind them at all.
Mm-hmm. And oh, goodness. Someone's not doing well, whoever they are. I certainly wouldn't know who they were. All right. So that means top of the round, to no one's surprise, is Chuffy.
Chuffy will kill this fucking dog.
All right.
It's still flat-footed.
Yep. It is definitely flat-footed.
Yes.
All right. How does it die?
Die. Chuffy will scream, die, and I think he's just going to try to cut this thing's dick off, too, or equivalent,
wow,
I don't know.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sure it has a dick.
Genitalia are near bellies, and they are typically smellier, so he's just going to stab for the smelliest thing. This can include buttholes. I will leave it at your discretion.
Okay.
Very kind, Mike.
So he does some very nasty things, and then he will, try to get under the corpse and, like, wear it a little bit, and then just, like, bark at the other dog to try to convince him that he's taken over this dog and is now a bigger dog.
Okay, you have become the monster.
Yes. He makes a corpse puppet out of the dog. And next turn, we'll try to intimidate, but it's an action to intimidate, so.
Right. All right. So it is dog number two's turn. Dog number two is freaked the fuck out. But it's still going to try and attack you because it is half starved and also an attack dog. So it will make a good show of trying to attack you. And it will roll. Let's see. Flasher. Attack. All right, I assume a 12 does not pass your AC.
It does not.
All right, so it rushes in and snaps at you ferociously, but it turns out that you're inside a dog corpse, and so it basically just bites its dead buddy.
Sentences you've never have never been uttered before.
Hopefully not. All right, so it's dog's turn, so now it's Poog's turn.
Different parties.
So Poog is going to continue screaming for the glory of Zargani and attempt to make a climb check. And fail. So Pooh gets about halfway up the deck, entangles himself in some vines, and like falls on his face.
Oh, Pooh.
Yep, he fails. He's kind of stuck in the vines. It's not a good time.
Eat quicker!
He begins to stuff his face with vine. Alright. So we don't have to worry about dog number two, that's for sure. But y'all are making a whole lot of noise. So... Choo-choo. That's crappy. And... Okay, nothing going on here. Alright, so that means that it is Mogmerk's turn.
I'm trying to figure out. I haven't used it in forever. Alchemist Fire, is that a splash weapon?
I believe so.
That's not the right page.
It's definitely a splash weapon.
All right, in that case.
How much you care is sort of up in the air.
Well, because the thing is, if I, for my bomb, I have to actually target something. So, Mogmerch is going to make the assumption that the whatever is in that hut is what made the dog noise.
Okay.
Is the hut open in any way?
It is not. There's a door, but it's on the opposite side of you.
Okay, so it just doesn't look like anything, right?
Yeah.
I am going to try to set fire to it with an alchemist fire.
Okay.
I'm just going to throw it at the back wall.
Okay. Roll me some damage. It's like a D... I'm going to say D4, but maybe it's a D6.
But the question is it a wooden building?
It is wooden, but it is very damp.
Okay, this is alchemist fire. That's the point of it. Catches shit on fire that shouldn't be on fire. Direct hit deals 1d6 point of fire damage. Everyone else takes 1 damage if they're within the range of the splash. That's about it.
Okay. Roll me a ranged attack. See if you can hit the literal broadside of a barn.
Let's see, that's a 1d20 plus my dex of 4. Okay. I hope I do.
All right, you definitely hit it. So roll me up some
everyone!
So roll me up some damage.
3 points of fire damage to the back of the wall.
All right, and presumably other bits of the wall probably take some splash damage.
Yeah, it's 10 feet. Everything within there takes 1 damage.
Yep. All right, so it doesn't like combust into flames like you'd want it to, but it is definitely smoldering in a manner that seems promising.
Good. I have 3 more.
Yep. So it is finally... Oh, wait, no. Dog number 1 already went. So now other things get to happen.
Wait, I have a question. Is there a hole in the wall yet?
Not yet.
Damn it. Oh, God.
Oh, all right. So that compared with the fact that you threw an alchemist fire at it, you hear... you know, you have plot perception right now, so you hear from within the cabin a...
Yeah, it was funny! He has no idea who he's talking to.
So you hear that. What's that?
Just kind to respond to somebody.
It's fair. So that means... so, Chuffy, you are out on deck, obviously.
Yeah.
So, you see the door swing open. And standing in the doorway...
Oh, God.
...is this handsome man.
Is he that big?
No.
Okay, I was like...
A goblin dog?
Nope. He is an advanced riding dog. That's what makes this so freaky coming up to a reveal. Mm. All right, so the goblin dog, or the dog, riding dog, is standing in the doorway, and behind him is this lady.
Oh, God.
So, weird thing to note. I mean, you guys have run into horses, you've run into dogs.
Sacrilegious.
Like, yep, there is a goblin here. Who hangs goblin skulls from her masts and employs dogs and stuff.
I have no idea of this.
Alright, so that was her round, so that means that Chuffy, it is your turn.
Chuffy will attempt to intimidate this dog.
Alright.
Does Chuffy get any bonuses for wearing his fellow dog's corpse?
I feel like that is at least a +2.
Okay.
+2 it is.
If you, oh no.
Imagine you like sticking your hand up into the dog's mouth like a puppet and being like, woof, a woof. Bark.
All right. So you do your best, but ultimately like, these dogs weren't particularly close. Maybe it can smell you and like knows that you're not a dog. Maybe it thinks you're a horse because you're covered in horse gore.
Hmm.
It's just not incredibly impressed.
We're adorable. So your horse and dog covered.
Yep. Yeah. So it's going to try to bite you. And it will succeed, I think,
a 19. It does succeed, yes.
All right. So that is...
Mike, you might be in trouble.
2 points of damage! Your ankles!
Ah! Chuffy screams like he's been, like, mortally wounded.
Okay.
No, you foul wench!
So it is Poob's turn, and he is going to try really hard to climb up this rigging, or this these vines. He succeeds!
He tries really fucking hard.
Nice. He did. It turns out, like, that entire round he spent just stuffing his face with vines. He, like, stands up. He's covered in, like, goo and moss, and, like, there's still vines hanging out of his mouth.
Good boy, Poog!
But he is triumphant.
Hey, eat him!
So he's going to spend his round, let's see. I guess there's no way he can really get around, so he's going to run up to where the fire was and fan at the flames while screaming, Sargonel! So that's what he does. He's very excited.
Okay.
Let's see. So in the meantime, let's see. I know we're coming up on time.
Mm-hmm.
How do y'all want to play this? Because Pathfinder battles.
We could just pause. I mean, the Roll 20 thing will just stay with it.
That's fine.
All right. So we'll end with the cliffhanger of Cuddles, the advanced riding dog, making a rush for Chuffy in a dog suit. I'll put that down on the list of things I didn't think I'd have to say.
Well, guys, that was a hell of a lot of fun.
That was fun. That was good. I've never actually played one of the WB Goblins modules.
Yeah,
that was
all pretty tight.
Yeah, no, they're good. I think I've got at least the first two, if not the third one.
All right.
So
well,
we can
once again,
make this an occasion.
Yeah.
I want to make the next one. I want to call it WB Goblins Racing. Yes.
All right, guys. Thanks for joining us tonight. I hope you had a good time.
Yeah.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.